Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 98, for Monday, August 10th, 2015. And I believe the end of the first week of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, so huzzah, even though I only have six episodes, but, you know, wait, whatever. So today, I was struggling a little bit. I haven't sat down and come up with a good list of things to talk about day by day. I think I've said before, I'm hoping to steal some ideas from other people, as a matter of fact. But as I was running today, I came up with a good idea. I was like, aha, I know what to talk about. It's going to be quick. No problem. Then as I was getting ready for my shower after running, I was reading, just catching up on some RSS feed reading on my phone, and saw another thing that was very today specific. So I'm bumping the other one, but now it's good because I've got something for tomorrow. So, hey, bonus. But so what I'm talking about real quick is the Penny Arcade Automata Help Bring Automata to Life Kickstarter. If I ramble enough, I'll put a link in the show notes. It was a Kickstarter by Penny Arcade, and it ended today. Penny Arcade comic, I like their comic, I enjoy it. I have backed their Kickstarters before, and this Kickstarter was to take the Automata comic strip. Automata, I may not be saying that quite right. Sounds a little wrong in my head. They have written a few strips about. It's a kind of a 1920s prohibition style world, except rather than alcohol being prohibited, it's a world where there are robots and machine intelligences, and they haven't been prohibited, but they've been strongly, strongly regulated. It's almost like a Inquisition or something went on. They're very strictly controlled. And so it's kind of a prohibition sort of world, but with these machines. And one of the protagonists are a pair of detectives, one of who's a human and one of who's a robot. And stuff happens, you know, the robot's kind of pushed around by the cops and everything. It's a interesting world, well designed, well drawn, and they decided to do a live action. So a live action human and then a CGI machine short movie. And they figured out how much it was going to cost. It was like $322,000, I think. It was some very specific because they figured out their numbers. And then they backed in or backed away. You know, let's say you need $400,000 to do something. And you're doing a Kickstarter. You need a Kickstarter for more than $400,000 because Kickstarter takes a little hunk of it, you know, that sort of thing. So they figured out the exact number, and it was 300 something. Cause it doesn't say at the top of the page where I'm looking at right now. Just says what they made. I think it was about $322,000. And they made it. They actually made $473,000, so they hit several stretch goals. But I love Penny Arcade, like I said. I love the idea of the Automata. It was going to be a short web series, like I think approximately six episodes, 10 minutes each, so about an hour long total. And one of the backing levels was $750, so not small. But you got to go to the Penny Arcade campus, and the they were shooting for next June having the movie ready enough that their actual general purpose release they're shooting for next, I think, August, July or August. But in June they were going to have a viewing party for this level of backer. And they had limited it to 250 people, although you did get a plus one. So if I had gone, Charlotte would have been able to go with me. They actually only got 25. So there's only going to be 50 people there at most. And I thought that would just be just kind of a random cool thing to do. And B, to be able to see this. And B, to Charlotte and I to be able to take kind of cool little short vacation. And it's next June. And at first glance, that seemed perfect. Because Charlotte's a teacher, Summertime's the best for that sort of stuff. You know, we have to really work hard for cons and things like that when it's not summertime. But that was perfect. But then the more we thought about it, I'm like, I'm making this outlay of money now. And even though it seemed like a deal, and I have a lot of confidence that they will finish the Kickstarter. But Kickstarters, even ones that finish, it's very common that, you know, schedules slip, things like that. If it slips too far and that viewing's not during the summer, big problem. But even if it slipped a little ways, it could be a problem because it's a thing that's going to be scheduled to a specific time that can't yet be scheduled to that time. Yet we, you know, we have children and other family members, and we have a reasonable number of things that we have to coordinate when we're leaving, things like that. We have a lot of animals. And Murphy's Law, yeah, we'd end up with it being on a weekend that we couldn't go. But there's no way to determine that beforehand, so we'd be making, you know, scheduling things and schedule something onto a weekend that we can't change, and then poof, that would be the weekend that it would get moved into. So I almost pulled the trigger on that at least 5 times over the past month. As recently as, yeah, last Thursday, I think, I was thinking really hard about it. I like Seattle. I've been there before. I think it's a very cool town. I don't think Charlotte's ever been there. If she has, she's like just been to the airport or something. So, would be fun to go there. It would certainly be fun to see the movie and everything. And Murphy's Law, now that I haven't picked it, it's going to probably be pushed back just a little bit. It'll be in July. It'll be on the weekend. That's like right near our wedding anniversary. And it would have been a perfect, you know, thing to do. So, but yeah, the die has been cast now. The Kickstarter is closed. And so I don't have to worry about it anymore. But it was interesting to read and to realize, oh man, it was, like I said, I was way close multiple times to picking that Kickstarter. So, but congratulations to the Pain Arcade guys, because I think they're going to do a great job. And I can't wait to see the movie or the web series. It's going to be, I just from the little kind of test clip sort of things they've done, it's going to be awesome. So I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I'll put a link in the show notes, both to the Kickstarter and to at least one of the Automata comics that they drew, because they're pretty slick. So anyway, that's it for today. And the advantage is now that I have something for tomorrow. So huzzah, that'll be great. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The information for it is at kenzoid.com. And that's, I'll make sure I have all the links to pretty much anything, but either Kenzoid or Ken Kennedy, pretty much, you know, various places on the web you can find me. So that's it. This is, this podcast is Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.